So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
A tropical look to those skies this morning will continue throughout the weekend. We have what I like to call tropical cumulus clouds. They're really those beautiful big gray and white towering clouds. They look gorgeous at sunrise and sunset and sometimes in between too. But they also at times can bring some pretty heavy downpours. They have an onshore wind out of the east off the Atlantic. That water's still very warm in the mid to upper 80s. Has a lot of humidity. And so that brings in those downpours at times. Now, they come in, move in very quickly, and it pours for a while, but then the sun comes out. Also, so a real mix, and there'll be plenty of hours today right on through your weekend that are dry, but just be prepared to have to seek shelter from some rain, and a few of these sometimes build up enough to have some thunder and lightning as well. So keep an eye to the sky, realizing that far more than half of your weekend will be dry, but when it rains, it may pour, as the old saying goes. Temperatures also not quite as hot. We've been talking about that all week long. Yesterday, the 12th straight day at or above 90 degrees. Looks like we break that streak today, at least officially at the International Airport, with temperatures that top out in the mid to upper 80s. Again, it's not really cool, but it is at least headed in the right direction. And this is the pattern that holds all the way through the weekend. A mix of clouds and sun, tropical downpours at times moving in off the Atlantic. Other times there's plenty of sunshine, high humidity, but temperatures not as hot as they've been in the mid to upper 80s. So for the beaches this weekend, use some extra care. With onshore winds, a little bit of a heightened rip current risk. We'll have a moderate rip current risk. Always a good idea to swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. Water temperature's really nice right now, though, in the mid to upper 80s. And for the Jags game, 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday against the Titans. You're looking at partly sunny skies. There will be that chance for a few showers once in a while, especially earlier in the game with a lot of the activity more inland and west of TIAA Bank Field by later in the afternoon. But not at all surprised to catch some showers for tailgaters in the morning and then perhaps earlier in the game as well. That will help with temperatures. We'll be in the 80s. Gosh, a good 7, 8, if not 10 degrees lower than 1 week ago. So that'll be nice. In the tropics, we have what I'm going to call the shadow of Florence moving over the North Atlantic. You might have heard a little bit of chatter, some scuttlebutt out there, especially in social media, of Florence coming back to life or some form of that. Not really. The surface storm that was Florence, the surface area of low pressure, has moved on off into the North Atlantic, essentially dissipated. It left behind a little piece of upper-level energy, let's call it, an upper-level disturbance, and that has helped develop non-tropical low pressure pretty close to Bermuda with a nice little cluster of thunderstorms that's been quite persistent. This is going to drop south and southeastward. Since it's an upper-level feature, in my opinion, it's not the same thing. It's not Florence. It'll get a new name if it increases enough to become a tropical cyclone, and that is possible. This could become a tropical depression or even a tropical storm over the central Atlantic over the next few days. And the disconcerting part of that is the movement will then be toward the west at that point. How far west is a good question and not certain yet. It would appear, though, that this system would stay north and east of Jacksonville, but that is something to keep an eye on as far as the tropics are concerned. Not likely to become a real big storm, but we'll have to watch it carefully this time of year. And then we also have a disturbance still over the North Atlantic that has the potential to develop, but that stays out over the North Atlantic. We have a weakening tropical wave approaching the Caribbean. Lots of shear over the eastern Caribbean right now should shred this wave apart, but there's a really strong wave coming off the coast of Africa. There is some potential for some development with that wave, but that's a long ways out there yet. But the tropics, while they've gone certainly more calm than the last few weeks, in the last couple of days, they're not necessarily quiet, completely quiet. So there are several systems to watch and waves to watch. And of course, I talk about them each and every day, update it, Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I still think late September into early October, we also have to watch the northern and western Caribbean and or Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, this weekend, besides all the fun activities going on out there, the Jags game on Sunday, and remember to keep an eye out for those showers. There will, when the sun is out, by the way, there will be a sunburn time down around 10 to 15 minutes, so it's a real mix this weekend. We also have the autumnal equinox tomorrow. That's the astronomical first day of fall. So Well, it won't really feel like it. Temperatures are still going to be in the 80s. We see a nice drop in temperatures over the next couple of months, of course, as we get deeper into the fall. Our average high temperature falls into the mid to upper 70s by the end of October, by Halloween, so within just about 6 weeks here or so. And by the end of November, our average high temperature after Thanksgiving has fallen to about 70 degrees. How nice does that sound? And our average high temperature by the first day of winter, the winter solstice, it drops to around 66 or so. So there's some hope here in the coming months, obviously, as we get into fall for a break from all this heat that we've had. We're now up to 88 days at or above 90 degrees in Jacksonville for the year. The average is 82. We had 89 90-degree days last year. We were kind of about average leading up to September, coming into September, but it's been an unseasonably hot month, and we've seen that number jump during the past few weeks. Have a great and safe weekend and happy autumnal equinox with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.